Blog Talk Radio.
To the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. We are live on PNP. Talk to the twins.
I'm butterfly.
Well, I like him.
You did.
Uh-huh. And I made you.
I muted her, and then I paused her, and I
she was trying to call me. Yeah, I was trying to call.
it's gonna come time you try to call me too.
Mm-hmm. I see this. Bobo gonna try to call me too. So that being said, I had, you know, God said, when people treat you a certain way like she did me today.
No, I had to let her know.
Yes, but like I said, there's enough room, and it's a little bitty boy. And it's a shame that little boy at the top of the year, it's this little boy, he's very smart, wise little fellow. And he said, if all the birds, even the butterflies,
yeah,
can share the same air space,
just like
airplanes, Delta up in there, who else in there, American Airlines, all those. If they could share that same air space and get to where they're going, they just, why must you feel any kind of way about somebody else trying to make that climb or trying to, you know, unite together or make a difference?
Absolutely.
When we all can, we all have plenty of room to do it.
Yeah.
Well, we can invite you. If you have a question about Sister Wars, we can invite you. Just type a comment below, and we'll invite you in to our podcast.
Yes.
Oh, did you want to say something?
See, they see a little green.
Yes, don't forget to tune in every Thursday to talk to the twin show.
Oh, yes, that is true.
Only God can judge us. We need to come together individually. It starts with the man in the mirror.
Yes.
That's another thing I want to bring up. And when you're looking at yourself, and when you wake up in the morning as a woman, as sisters in this world, when you wake up in that mirror and you look, because it reflects. Your reflection, what you see in yourself. You see a woman, but do you see a happy woman? Do you see a bad woman? Do you see an angry woman?
You see a bitter woman?
A quicked up, mean girl woman? You know, what do you see?
A parent of
Clarence. They don't recognize that mean woman.
Sometimes you need to take a long look in the mirror.
And say, what do I like? What I see? Do I like how I'm treating my sisters? Do I like the way I feel when my sisters are around?
There's something I can't.
I don't want to be around you, especially if it's a toxic relationship or a toxic environment with negative, or if you're being made to feel a certain way. You know, in a room, when you walk in a room, you are to be greeted. Hi, how are you? That's what we do.
Hi. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night.
Maybe we do night.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I have greeted and smiled at a woman, female, no matter what color. And I'm going to stare at the whole eye.
Yeah.
So what are you supposed to do with somebody? Smiling. How did you react?
And somebody smiling, I said, oh, hello, how are you today?
Right. Because evidently you're greeting me with openness, saying, I'm friendly.
You could be friendly.
Show yourself friendly. It's in the words.
Yes.
And it like today, situation today, I went out hunting for BBS. Yes, and got along, signed up. Yes, mother did that. But anywho, as I went, I walked up. There was a man approached me. Hi, hello. Please don't nothing like that. And he said, you know, hi, back to me, okay? It was a friendly, you know, exchange. Oh, well, I'm going to have the secretary talk to you. Da, da, da. Hello. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, okay. Did I slap this woman in her face? I don't know her, and she don't know me. And then I had to kind of warm up to her and let her know that I'm here to register the kids, da, da, and I had to continuously to show love, no matter what, no matter how she made me feel at that moment.
Well, you have been the bigger person.
I had to be the godly person because it gave her an example of how people are supposed to treat each other.
Right.
I'm sure it's a century of marinade on
it. Yeah.
And then she was sitting that thing, then she'll know next time, you know what, I don't have to be a grump. I can turn it around. Because sometimes people just need a smile or just a kind word or a hug, you know, if you're not in touch with folks. You know, just a hug or just a hello or hi, I'm thinking of you or something like that. You never know where a person is at mentally. And that matter of fact, this is Mental Health Awareness Month.
What?
Or was it last month? And so you never know if someone is mentally,
right.
You know, they could be depressed, they could be stressed out, they could be over it, some type of mind frame. So, again, that's where you show yourself friendly, and that way you can get a better response.
response. Sometimes you may not get the response that you want. Because, you know, this year we went around for Christmas and we did hugs for the holidays.
Oh, that was hilarious.
So it was hilarious. And
we went live,
and every store we went to, we would ask a stranger pretty much for a hug for the holidays, and we'll say happy holidays. But some people just lit up with joy.
Oh,
thanks
for love.
They were like, oh, my God.
But who was the hardest one to get to home?
The women. The women. What's wrong? Yeah, they were. But
they did. Some of them did. I'm not giving the women hard. But the men, you know, they have to.
Yeah, you know, they hugged me.
But, you know, they came in and they gave a hug.
Well,
it was one man
that
wanted to hug me,
but I hugged. Yeah, one didn't want to hug it, but she got the hug. Yeah. Well, he was checking out. He probably
went. No, he was walking out after checking out, but
he probably didn't want to see.
He was hugging the hug. She didn't handle it. Why did he jump out?
Oh.
She went ready for all that love.
So.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, we tried. I don't know.
He said he tried to treat everyone the same. I treat them with respect, even my own family members. That.
Oh, you say some more.
Can you see? We got a glass of spectacle. No, you have to hit see more.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm going to hit it and knock it back.
No.
But I'm telling you.
Absolutely. I like that what you said.
Right.
You show respect to everyone because, like I said, we don't know where they are.
We don't know what's going on.
You show respect even to your family and then
right.
You're obedient to God. Mm, okay. We'll keep that. Then screenshot that.
Yeah. Keep that out of your memory.
Yeah, because we're going to put that up for somebody else to read. Because somebody else needs to see that.
Right.
Because you're supposed to be obedient and you try to be as God was, as Jesus was. You know, we're all a work in progress. Don't get me wrong. We all have our ups and downs and our bad days. But overall,
he loves.
Yes. Love.
Love is the answer. Love is the truth. God is love. Love is the action word. So you
show love.
Yeah, you got to show love. And we try to do that. We try.
God
knows to the ones that don't even do it.
But, you know, then there comes a time when you just have to just
answer. Yeah, you know, she didn't answer the phone call.
Oh, buddy.
But anyway, you go your separate way until everything calms down, and then you bring it back together, and you resolve it, and you talk it over, you talk it through.
Absolutely.
And if you can't come to a conclusion, because this is one thing I really hate to see. And it used to stress me out to watch the soap opera.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I just had to say, you know, everything.
I like that stuff.
We want to thank Lady Sharon Lee Storm for doing our intro.
Yes, thank you.
She did our intro a couple years ago. She's not on this wall. As you all know, our other wall is not. So, we have two walls up, but I don't know how long it's going to last. So, we're going to utilize the time while we have the time. And we're going to enjoy it while we have the time to enjoy it. Because, you know, there will be, and they're making everyone change their name and go into their own name. But it's hard because we're twins and we have a twin page. So, Facebook, Facebook, you need to ask the question before you.
Watch out for each other.
What's going on? What happened to that?
We need to get that back. We need to get that back where we are secure with who we are.
That's why
that, so that so anybody that comes around, whether they're better, prettier, or more busty, or more or whatever, it doesn't affect you. Yeah, because you know who you are. I am who I am, and I love who I am. You have to love yourself and embrace yourself in order to love others. One more little quick in the nails from that. Whatever, honey. Thanks. But yo, to make a long story short, yo, she muted me. She loves me. But you know, she muted me, y'all. Who the hell is her friend? Huh? She muted me.
Her.
Well, my brother called her. Her when she born. No, the only time is her.
You her.
Oh, okay. So it was two of them. It was a cutie little story. Because
when we were babies,
we came home separately because we were preemies.
First,
right? We were preemies. I came home first. She came home last. So when my brother see me, he knew I had a baby sister. When he seen her, he said, "Who is her?"
So
her
name was just like her.
Yeah, her.
That's her.
Yeah, you get it. Uh-huh. That's her. So her name was her for about 15 years. No, so if you stop trying to ask for her, anyway, we are back together. Cause see, it takes two to make a tango right.
It takes two to make a tango right.
I'm sorry. It's hot as hot. It's getting hot in here. But anyway. This has been a fun show.
Good, yeah.
Oh, it's that fun. We're going to do that. Okay, we got to
do
our intro, yo. We got to do that.
So our intro and
our
outro.
It's the intro.
That's what I said.
We're
going
to play. Wait, rewind.
Wait.
You're over the
daddy.
Now we're going to bounce back like that. Bounce back. Bounce
well,
back.
Bounce back.
Somebody.
Love.
Oh,
devil.
All right. Have a blessed night, everyone.
Woo! Jesus.
You got to turn out. Thanks for the heart, Swan. I'm going to bring Crow to me. I'm going to have to give you a smoosh. Mwah!
All right, Periscope.
We thank you for those that did tune in to PNP Talk to the Twins. We're going to be coming on more and more and more and more just for you. God bless you, keep you, and stay safe.
You won't say anything, then you'll tell me.